John, if you had your time over again, would you like it to work out like it has today? Would you like to be exactly what you are today? In other words, would you like to be John Lennon and the Beatles?
Yes, I don't regret a thing, you know, especially since meeting Yoko. You know, that's made everything worthwhile, and that's the end of it. You know?
What especially attracted you to Yoko?
Well, she's me in drag.
John, you seem a lot more relaxed in yourself now. What has happened? What do you put this down to? Because before you were always a little bit frightening.
Yes, yeah. I put it down to Yoko, you know. She's brought out the real me, you know. And I get nervous and tense like anybody else, but I'm more relaxed than I ever was, you know. Since I was a child, you know.
So you would say you're going through the happiest period at the moment. You were a few years ago looking for happiness. Do you feel that you found it?
Yes.
Do you feel that what you did previously, going to India and things like that, were of any help?
Yes, that's why I mean I don't regret anything. Meditation, I still believe in, and occasionally I use it. And I don't regret any of that. I don't regret taking drugs because they help me. I don't advocate them for everybody because I don't think I should. But for me, it was good. India was good for me. And I met Yoko just before I went to India and had a lot of time to think things out there with 3 months just meditating and thinking. And I came home and fell in love with Yoko, and that was the end of it. And it's beautiful.
Relaxed than I ever was, you know, since I was a child, you know, and it's beautiful.
Violence begets violence, you know. And you can't kill off all the violent people or all the murderers, you'd have to kill off the government. I think that's the trouble with art, quotes, music quotes, peace movement quotes and the world quotes, you know, so I take everything with a pinch of salt, but I take life seriously, you know, the serious job of being happy, and it's beautiful.
But the only thing that stirs me a little bit is that a lot of people are jeering, aren't they, and making fun. Now,
if anybody takes a stand,
not taking you seriously.
But that is good, that's part of our policy, it's not to be taken seriously, because I think our opposition, whoever they may be, in all their manifest forms, don't know how to handle humour, you know, and we are humorists, we are Laurel and Hardy, that's John and Yoko, and we stand a better chance under that guise, because all the serious people like Martin Luther King and Kennedy and Gandhi got shot.
John, if you had your time over again, would you like to be John Lennon and the Beatles?
getting out of one car and getting into another.
Would you like to be John Lennon's Beatle?
Well, that was the end of it.
Would you like to be John Lennon's Beatle?
And it's beautiful.
Would you like to be John Lennon's Beatle?
I'm prepared for death because I don't believe in it. I think it's just getting out of one car and getting into another.
Getting out of one car and getting into another.